kolshu. Who are then allowed to make the mechitzis? As wide as you want, as far as you want, you can make nice long mechitzis. Drasha laharcha kolshu, kol masha b'libo lasas hekev godul. As much as big as you want to make the hekev, you can make the mechitzis, like picture 5. It goes far away as you want from the bor. Abdi yav mechitzis all around it. Over here there's a tanai though, o bovad sheyarba bapasin. I'll call upon him in between the diyumdin, avadi have to have pasim also in between. Because if you don't have pasim, we're saying, anytime the pesach, almost according to Rav Meir, is more than 10 amos, it's called the pirtzah, it's not mutter anymore. So the pesach opening always has to be less than 10 amos. I hear you want to make the mechitzas 50 amos long, how do you do with it? Every 10 amos, you have to put another pas. You have to put another mechitzah, 1 amma wide, 10 tfachim high, then go space another 10 amos, another mechitza, another one, another one. So as far as you want to keep on going, or bavad that you put past him in between. Like picture 5. Bavad sheyabe bepasim. Yeah. And according to Rav Meir, every 10 amas you have to put a pass. According to Rav Yehuda, every 13 and a third amma you have to put a pass. So grash bavad sheyabe bepasim, the choma demarchit nibor, as far, the further you go from the bor, is magdo revach. You make the revach shebein dumid le dumid. The shear becomes bigger between one end to the other end. Melav etzarach laharbois bepasin. You have to put more pasin there. Ach lo yehei ben poshut la poshut or ben poshut la dumid yosim yud amis. There can't be any space wider than 10 amis. L'Rev Meir, according to Rev Meir Shita, oy me yud gimalamo shlish l'Rev Yehuda, according to Rev Yehuda Shita. Vaita, Rev Yehuda roimer ad veisosayin. Rev Yehuda says no. When you want to make the mechitzas very wide, far away from the bor, so even though you make the right shear of mechitzas, you put a pass in between, but you can't make the inside area more than a beis hasayin, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Once it becomes more than a beis hasayin, it has a din of a caramelist again, that you're not allowed to be metaltal there. Why? Because we had before that the din is anytime you have mechitzas, that's not hukuf for dira, you don't live inside the mechitzas, the rabbanan made a din more than beis hasayin, there's no heter to be metaltal. You're only allowed to be metaltal up until a base of sayim. More than a base of sayim has din of a caramelist. Like we said, like a park. If you have a park and it's more than base of sayim, since people don't live there, there's no heter to metaltal if it's bigger than a base of sayim. So if you don't, so what in this dumit here? What are you getting? What do you have inside here? Just the water. That's not called the makam dira. So therefore, if the mechitzas become bigger than base of sayim, it's a caramelist, it's also. So if you don't, it's only mutter to make the mechitzas wide up until a base of sayin. Add base of sayin. You can't make it wider than a base of sayin. Omru loy, the rabban is a back to you didn't know. Loy omru base of sayin. It's not true, there is such a locha that the mechitzas can't be wider than a base of sayin. But they only said that a locha ela legina. Gina means like an open park. A gina open just where you have vegetables growing there. Nobody lives there. A gina means your garden. If you have a nice open garden, nobody lives there, then it's true. You have mechitzas more than a base of sayim, but the rabban is called the caramelist. Who are din lakarfif? Karfif Rashi says that's a mokum where you store your wood. Rashi din lakarfif, shein hakefil adira. These mechitzas are not made to live inside it. Karfif is hekiv godu. It's a big mechitzah around, chutz liyir outside the city. Lach nesham eitzam liyotza. That's where you store your wood. You have a storage to keep the wood there, so you make big mechitzas outside the city, but you don't live there. So since you don't live inside those mechitzas, if the mechitzas are less than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. Once the mechitzas are wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, more than the base of Sayim, the Rabbanan gave it a din like a caramelist. So that's true by Yigina Lakarfif. Avalim hoya deer. But let's say you have a place where your animals live there. So Rashi Mhoyish deer means Rashi Shal Behemoth. You have the corral for Behemoth. Shoisin v'sodish, you make in the fields. Hayoim kan, vayoim kan, you want your animals to live one place today. Kedei lezavil digloli abhemus. You want the manure to come out of the behemoth. Kedei to mezavil v'sodish. So you want your behemoth to live in one place. So the behemoth live inside the mechitzah, that's called hukaf ladira. Hu adinoi seher. Seher zadrashi la behemoth shalir. It's also a corral where you want your behemoth to live, but it's a corral where people live inside the city. See how the picture... Yeah, picture 8, alright. That's the seer inside the city. It's inside the city. It's also a corral, though, where the behemoth live. So we hold, this is called hukaf ladira ready. Oy muksa, or else a muksa, that's called, the backyard is called a muksa. That's a picture 9. We have a house. The backyard is always called a muksa in the Gemara, and the front yard is called a chutz in front of the house. Hey, oy muksa, or else the backyard. Oy chutz, or else the front yard. is the lochem afilu beis chameshes kurim. Even if the mechitzas here are very, very wide, the mamish even chamesh kurim afilu beis asara kurim mutter. No matter how wide you want to make the mechitzas here, still it's mutter. Since lemaisa people live inside these mechitzas, mechitzas that you live inside, that there's no shir. You can make as big as you want. The melos of the rabbanon hold that who adin by pasi birois. That like Rashi says, look at the bottom Rashi. Rashi b'chotzer shelefnei habatim yichotzer in front of the house. To chol hani, all these where behemoth live there, or your backyard or front yard is called hekef on the dira. The mechitzas are there that you could live inside or two. Now the hani pasi birois, the same thing. The mechitzas around the bor nami. Since a person could drink this water, it's drinkable water even for a person. The mela tashmish dira mal yisahu. That's called the tashmish for a dira, even though you're not living there. As Rabbanon holds, it doesn't have to be hekif that you live there, but abi you could have tashmishim there. You could do something there that's going to serve you. So since by being in these mechitzes, it serves you, you could drink the water there, that's also called hukuf adirim. Therefore, no matter how wide you want to make the mechitzes, you can make the mechitzes as wide as you want. So advaita, umuta laharche kol shehu, ubavad sheyabav apasim. You can make the mechitzes as wide as you want, but providing there's no open space more than 10 amas. Every time you go 10 amas wide, you have to put another pas, another small mechitza there, which is only 1 amma wide, and that's mutter. That's the din of the Mishnah, that you have this chiddush of pasi b'royis, that you can make these mechitzes rabbanim will make here in order for the other regolim. So the Baal Tosfos talks out, the first Tosfos speaks out, Oisar b'diyumdim, I v'hod yom l'yel hoch yagam rachmanu l'moshe l'tifres ruba. We had before loch l'moshe m'sinai that you can't have more pirtza than mechitza. L'chura, these mechitzes here of diyumdim, you have much more pirtza than you have a diyumit. On each side, all you have is just 2 amas. You have 1 arm at the beginning, 1 arm at the end, and in between you have 10 amas pirtza. Because the says that pirtza is much more than the mechitza. I before, according to everybody, that was possible. We only passed before like our papa that pirtza koimid is kosher. But if you have more pirtza, we pass it with possible. See, every dumid is more pirtza. So Taisus, hecha the lek is shom dal mechitzas. That's only there we don't have 4 mechitzas kihocha. Doyel v'ikah v'chol tzad amamikam kosher pesach. Here though, that you have 4 good mechitzas, a nam on one side, a nam on another side, gives it a shame you have a good mechitza here, so now the in-between space has a shame pesach, there's no psalm. His oimid mruba is only when you don't have 4 walls. When you have 4 walls, there's no such psalm. Yeah, then Tosfos another chiddush also. The next case, the Mishnah says, like in picture 5, if you want to make the mechitza spread out, the answer is, in between each 10 amis, put a pas. How big is this pas? It's just an amma wide. It's right the next Tosfos. Why don't we say that the amma in between, on both sides, there are 10 amma space in between. So let's say the 2 sides, 10 ammas, amma vatel, the mechitz in between. So why don't we vatel each pas? How could the pasim be good in between? There are only 1 amma, and the space is 10 ammas on each side. Let's say, also aviru daigis daigis mavatele. And for Tais Mashmas only a psalm with the Rabbonin. Or a melod lagabi ola regolam a kilu v'yukmi adiraisa. That midiraisa by such you don't say that svaron. Midiraisa you have a mechitza, the aver can't be mavatlet. It's only a svaron the Rabbonin. And here we bought this a shalaf on ola regol. The people used to go to ola regol. They go up to with the animals. And they wanted to make it easier for them. So the Rabbonin will make a even though you have ostia vira, the high gisa, the high gisa. Here you don't say it's mavatlet mechitza. Another Tosfos says, "Yesh the dafku b'shut in the rechov and amma le'arminim midirais lesavirim." Also, only here where the each part is an amma wide, that's a chasher b'zach. You don't say asavira my gisam high gisam. There could be where it's less than an amma wide, just 4 tvachim. Maybe then you say midiraisa asavira mavato both sides. So the Gemara, l'chura leinu masnitzin loike chananya. Our Mishnah l'chura doesn't come out like chananya. The Tanya went to the brayso, oisin pasim lebor. You're allowed to make this chiddush pasin to bor. If you have a bor in Rishus Rabin, and the bor itself is a well of water that's Rishus HaYochid, you want to take the water up, you put these mechitzas around it to make even the outside of Rishus HaYochid. Hu adin v'chavolum l'shayor. We had yesterday, if you're out in the fields, and you want to encamp for Shabbos, so you're allowed to make mechitzas all around you, just with chavolum. Just put 3 strings all around you, within lovid, 3 tfachim away, you have mechitzas with Arav alone. That's the din of the Tanakama. Now the Chanan Yoimer Yishno Chavolim Labor. Whenever you want to be matter to take the water out of the bor, you bedavka have to have chavolim. You have to have strings. Avoloi pasim. Pasim does not help by a bor. In order to take the water out of the bor, there's no kula of pasim. You don't have to have strings. A good mechitza that goes all around it. So Chura Mishnah is not like Chananya. So the morning, afilu tei mechananya bor lechud and be'er lechud. Here the Brice is talking about a bor. A bor there Chananya says it doesn't know pasim. Our Mishnah be'erois. Oysim pasim lebeiros, that means a bear. A bear means a living spring. So Trashi, what's the chiluk? Trashi bor mayim mechunosim. That means a homemade a ditch of water. The avidi the paski, it's only to stop having water. O mishemochi yosech ananya. The zinne the paski mayo botle mechitzas. For a hutri pasim broys elam of meim meim shobemus early regolim. Hey, there's a new kula the rabbanu will make to be matzah with such mechitzas. Like Taisa spoke out. Really, it's oimitz poritz meruba, or it's osi avira, the high gisa. The rabbanu will make it with such mechitzes al viyumdim. Just to have an L shape on all four sides, the rabbanu will make it. Why would they make it? Because they want the behemoth to have water to drink. But if you have a bor, which is a home, a man-made ditch that has water, we're afraid maybe the water will dry up and there won't be any more water there. So therefore, they weren't make it by a bor. Ma'ashen came be'er, so drash, that's mayim chayim. That's a living well. That have living, live, running water. Or be royas the masnisin, me the like a tony, boiris mayim, chayim kamer. Since the Mishnah doesn't say boiris, though it says be'eros, be'eros means a bear. That means living, running water. So running water there, we're not afraid it'll stop, we're not afraid it'll be posak. So then, chananya is also masin, you could be mata with pasin. Because there's a svar, mishamoy, there are golem, there are bonum, we'll make always should have water to feed your animals. Ika the army, something like this. Me the like Tony, since the Brisa doesn't say Chanan Yoiner, Oisin Chavolam Labor, Upasim Labor, is why didn't he say Enechnami? Maybe you don't make pasim for a boar, but for bear you could. So why did Chananya say that? Upasim Labor, Labor, Michlaut, Mehertzarai, Lachananya Loishina Boar, Voloishina Bear. Mashman is no chilek whether it's a homemade ditch or whether it's a living well. It is still chavolim in. You're only allowed to make good mechitzas from strings. That means a full mechitzah. Mashen kein pasim loy. Masher pasim. We only have the yumdin. You only have the four corners. You have an L-shaped mechitzah, nama and nama. So all you have is just two amas on each side. Mashma, that's no good according to Chananya. So the Chur our Mishnah can't go according to Chananya. Mashma, even by the Eros, by a levedic of water, still it's no good. So tomorrow name, as the Chur tomorrow, of the Lema Masbisim, like Chananya. Our Mishnah, the Chur does not come out like Chananya. So tomorrow, no. Afilu tei mechananya. Even if you want to say our Mishnah comes out according to Chananya. And we'll go like the same chiluk we said before. That when did it say it's no good only by a bor, by a homemade ditch, there we're afraid it'll dry up the water, there we weren't nakel. But by a be'er, there he's masking, by running well, he's masking that water you could make a pasim for. Of the Zayda Kashri is, why didn't Chananya answer back? You can make pasim for be'er. The Torah says, Lamai dekama tanakama koma hadile. What the Tanakama was talking about. The Tanakama said a loshim to Tanya. Oysen pasim labor. Hey, the Tanakana was talking about a boar, the Tanakama. Therefore, Chananya answers back to Tanakama and says, you're talking about a boar. A boar means a homemade ditch. They should know the only heter is only chavolim, only to make good mechitzes with strings. But to make this diyumdim, there I hold it's no good. Because we're afraid maybe the water will dry up. But in a Chanami, in the case of a bear, we have a live running well, there even Chanani is moida, like it says now Mishnah, you could make pasin, you could have this kula, just put mechitzes on all four sides of the bear, and you could have Rosh Hashanah inside it. So the kids of the Mishnah could come out according to Chananya. Right, the Lema Masisim, like Rabbi Kiva. Or the Chura Mishnah comes out not like Rabbi Kiva. The Tanan. Echad der harabim, or bor harabim. Whether it's a bear that's a running well, harabim belongs to the rabbin, belongs to the mishus harabim, or bor harabim, who are then a homemade ditch, but it belongs to the rabbin, it's meant for the rabbin to use. Who are then be'er hayochid? If you have a well, a running well that belongs to a yochid, is alocha oisin lo pasin. You're allowed to make pasin to be matter to carry the water out of all these three things. Avo bor hayochid, ma'ashekin, if you have a bor that belongs to a private person, then a bor means a homemade ditch that belongs to a private person, then the din is oisin loy mechitza, kivoy asar tzvachim divrei Rabbi Kiva. Then the Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's no kula of pasin, since it's a borer that belongs to one person, we're afraid it's going to dry up. So male, there's no kul there to be stamecha and patin. There you have to have good mechitzis. Is the ilu hocha, Mashenk in our Mishnah says, Ketani, libirois, is mashma libirois in laboris light. Our Mishnah is mashma only to a bear, only to a well, do we have the hefta to put pastin, to be maker with pastin. But mashma, the Mishnah doesn't say a word about a boar. Mashma, boar, even if it belongs to the rabbin, still it's osir. As the Mishnah only says, oisim pastin libirois, only to a bear. So our Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Kiva. But according to Rabbi Kiva, if you have a boar that belongs to a rabbin, it's also mutter. And our Mishnah is mashma, only a bear is mutter. Have the Gemara name. Afil tamer Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah can also go according to Rabbi Kiva. No bear mayim chayim tipsika. If you have a bear, that means running water, well running water, tipsikale. That there, like it's 100%, it's okay. Loishna de rabbin, veloishna de yochid. It doesn't make a difference if it belongs to a rabbin, a lot of people, or it belongs to a yochid. The din is you are allowed to make pasin. Therefore, that's what our Mishnah says. Kirtoni, that's why the Mishnah says, oisin pasin libirois. When you have a bear, a running well, then no matter who it belongs to, you can make a pas. Ma'ashen kein bor. When you're talking about a bor, mechunosin, we're talking about the bor means the homemade water that's like a ditch. The leipsikale, here it's not 100% that it's always good, a pasin. Like a toni. Like according to Rabbi Kiva, when is a bor good? Only if it belongs to a rabbin, belongs to a lot of people. If it belongs to a yochid, it's no good. So that's why our Mishnah doesn't talk about a bor. It only talks about things that's good according to all circumstances is good. Whether it's a rabbin, whether it's a yochid, it's good. Ma'ashenkin a bor, that's the chilik between the rabbin and the yochid, the Mishnah doesn't talk about it. Be'enachnam, it could be it is good. So Drashi, Be'er Drashi ha-yochid le'psikamaya, le'boreis le'afil the rabbin. That's the kasha. Our Mishnah is mashma for a bor, even if it belongs to a rabbin, still it's no good. In the Mar name, mechunosim le'psikalei, di'ika bor ha-rabbin the mahani, vi'ika bor the yochid le'mahani, like a toni. That's why it doesn't say it. So the Chur is the Mara. Lema mas nisin to like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Of the Chur, our mission does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. The Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Reimer, Ein oisin pasin elo leber ho rabin bovat. You only have this kula to make mechitzis around the bor, to be able to pull the water up, only if it's a bear. It has to be a running well, and plus the well has to belong to the rabin. That's the only time it's mutter. If the bear belongs to a yochid, then the rabbanim will not make it with this heter of pasin bovat. Is the ilu hocha, but now Mishnah says katoni libirois. The Mishnah says tam to mash any type of a bear. Loish not the rabbim, loish not the yochid. Whether it belongs to a yochid, it's also mutter. So who does not like Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda is mashm only that belongs to a rabbim, not to a yochid. So the Mara afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. It's no kasha. It's no raya. Maybe the Mishnah can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. But as though my birois, why does the Mishnah say tam? You can make pasul libirois, which is mashm every type of a bear. So the Gemara means beroyis the alma. It means only a general category of a bear, of different bears. But which type of a bear? Only a bear. The rabbim, I'll tell you. And a chlami, a bear that belongs to a yochid, maybe a saucer. Even though it says a lashon rabbim, it doesn't mean all types of bears. It only means like those types of bears that are mutter that belong to a rabbim. So Rashi beroyis the alma, avi beroyis koi. It's going on beroyis. Only on the rabbim, and only on the rabbim is like a mutter. But the bear that belongs to a yochid could be a saucer, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Shita is. So the more my diyumdin, how do we have this lotion of diyumdin? We're saying now, what does pasim mean? Make a diyumid. A diyumid means the mechitz looks like an L shape. A nama this way, and a nama going across. What's that to call diyumdin? What's the lotion diyumdin? Om Rabbi Yimya ben Eloza, diyoy amudim. It means two mechitzes. Diyumdin means diyoy is two, and amudim means mechitzes. An L shape is like two mechitzes. One arm this way, one arm this way. No, it's one board, but since it looks like an L shape, it's called two mechitzes. That's the lashon of diyumdin. That you need four diyumdin, right? The Mishnah says it looks like eight boards. It looks like eight mechitzes. Yeah. Right, I'll be like to now. Tanan Hosam. We have Yudu Reiner, Kol HaShisin Peturin. All Shisin Apota, Min HaDmai. The Drashi, what Shisin? Min Etenim, type of figs. Royas Beard figs. Could you remember Mesech the Brochus? Is Pturim Zakrashi Minad Demai? Means if you buy these figs off an Amoritz, you don't have to take off Maitris. Why? The Chivin, the Royal Saint, since they're very bad fruit, Lechas Alayu Amoritz V'Yisrim. The Amoritz doesn't have Rachmonis like the keeper for himself, so he doesn't care to take off Trumas the Maitris from it. So you can Amor Zicha, the Amoritz took off Maitris from these bad pears. Chutz Minad Yufra. A Chutz from this type of a fig, the Yufra. Shrashi Shuchoshiv. That's a chashuv of fig. My diyufer, why do they call these figs diyufer? That's what's nagei to us. Hamarula, while it's an eden, it's a tree, ha'isa diyoy peris, bashana. 2 times a year does it give off the figs. That's what's called diyufer, like lashon diyoy means two. It gives off 2 times a year these peris, these figs. Amri Abiyemi ben Elazar, diyoy parts of ponim hoyla liyodim rishin. The first day when Adam Rishon was born, he was born with 2 faces. He had in front and in back a face. One was his face and one was Chava's face. Drashi Diyoy right. So the Marsha Nema, the Pasuk says, Ochorva Kedim Surasoni. He said, back of me and in front of me you created me. It means I had a face in front of me and he had a face in back of him. Shashi Ochor Kedim Surasoni, Mulefnim, Ume Ochor Sarasli Surasponim. In front and in back of me, you gave me a face. Ksiv Zatmar Pasik says, Vayivin Hashem Elokim Es HaTzela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu build from the tzela, from the rib, he builds up Chava. Zot Rashi, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, Loshen Tzodin. It's Mashmo's side. K'moyel is Tzela HaMishkin, the side of the Mishkin. Now, Rav and Shmuel, Samachlekas Rav and Shmuel. Chadoma Patsif. What did Hashem build? He took the back face of Adam Rishon and he built it into Chava. No, he took the tail off Adam Rishon and made it into Chava. Bishlev Lamandiyama Parsif, that there was 2 faces, and he took the second face to make Chava. Hainu Dirsiv Ochor Vekedim Tzorosoni. I had in front and in back. My Ochor Vekedim Tzorosoni, what does it mean you had a back and front? A Zonif is not called a Tzura. And the Gemara Kidirabami, the Omer Rabami, Ochor L'maisa Gracious. He was the last one in Maisa Gracious. A person, Odin, was created, Yom HaShishi. The Kodam L'Puronis. But he was the first one to get his punishment. So Demar, how does this work out? Dishleima Ochor L'maisa Gracious. He was the last one for Maisa Gracious. D'layiv Riela Me'ale Shabsom. He was only created on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Ela the Kodam L'Puronis. He was the first one to get Puronis, to get a punishment. Mahi, which punishment? Ilayim Mishum Klolo, by Chaven and Ochosh, Ho. The Tchilon is Kalkalo Nochish. Fakir, the first one to get a Zoynish was the snake. Ulisoifnis Kalkalo Chava. And after that, Chava got a Klolo. Ulisoifnis Kalkalo Odom. So Vaita Odom was the last one to get the Pronius. So what do you mean he was the first one to get the Pronius? Elo Mabul. It means by the Mabul. The Pasuk says, Vayimach Eskoli Yakum Hashar Pnei Adomo, Meyodim Viad Behemom. That Odom was the first one to be wiped out, then the Behemoth was wiped out by the Mabul. So by the Mabul, Odom was first. Dishleim Lamandiyam Aparzot, that with 2 faces, Haino Dersiv, Vayitzar Tre Yudin. That Kodesh Baruch created like plural, he created 2 faces. El Lamandiyam Zonif, that Adam just had a tail in the back, and from that he created Chavom, Mai Vayitzar, what's the double ocean, 2 yuds? Could Rav Shim Ben Pazi, the Yom Rav Shim Ben Pazi, Oy Li Me Yitzri, Oy Vay from my Yitzim, Oy Li Me Yitzri, Oy Vay from the Yebishta. So Drashi, Oyli Meyitri, means Hashem Etzaruni in Eser Etzayn Yitzri. On the tzav that I listen to Hashem, I do mitzvahs, Oyvei for my Yitzhara, and give me a lot of pech. Because my Yitzhara is to say they give me Yisurin, don't do the mitzvahs. So like the same with Manashach, if you do the mitzvahs, Oyvei from my Yitzhara is going to give it to you. And Fakert, if you don't, if you listen to the Yitzhara, you do the Averis, then Oyli Meyitri, Oyvei from the Abishtah. In Eser Etzayn Yitzri, if I'm going to listen to my Yitzhara, Oyvei from the Abishtah. That's his Lashon V'yetzer from 2 yetzers, but Monashech, you can have Tzoros. So my Vishleim Laman, the other parts of 2 faces, Hainu Dasiv, Zochor Nekeva Borim. He created a Zochor Nekeva. So Drashi Mashma Metchilas Briyosoi, Hoye Zochor Nekeva. Zochor Mitzad Zeh, Nekeva Mitzad Zeh, then it's good. His Mashma Metchilas Abriya had a Zochor Nekeva. El Laman, the other Zonif, he had a tail, my Zochor Nekeva Borim. At the beginning, he didn't create a Nekeva, it was just a tail. The Teresiska Rabahua. Rabahua Rami, yes, the Kasha, Ksiv, Zochor Nekeva, Borah, Mashmi created both. Ksiv, another Pasuk says, Vitzelam Lakim, Borah Oisoi. Oisoi is Mashmo, Rashi Mashmo Chad. He only created one, just other Marishan. His Ateret, Vitzchila also, Mashova, Le Borah Shnein. Vitzchila, the Abishan wants to create Taka too, Odem and Chava. Of Lepsoif, Lemais, when it came to creation, Le Nivra El Echad. He only made other Marishan first. And from the Zonav, he created Chava. Dishlei Laman the Yom parts of the 2 faces. Haino the Silva Yiskor Bosa Tachteno. After he cut off the back face, he had to put in mitzvah instead. El Laman the Yom Zonif, it was only a tail. Maiva Yiskor Bosa Tachteno. What do you have to put mitzvah in between there? You just cut off the tail, and that's all. The Teretz is poshut. Om Rav Zvid, v'tem Rav Yim, v'tem bo Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, l'nitzchel l'mokim chatach. To the top point, you gave a cut there. You cut off the tail. So the mokim, you cut off the tail there. The Eibush had to put, like sewed up, put meat there to close it up. This time the man the yam is on it was on your tail. Heino just did. Vayivan that the Eibush had to create, build up chava. El the man the yam a parsif that was a face was there ready. My vayivan. What does it mean he had to build? Skort a bissel shver. Rashi's my vayivan v'nuy of your medesoyta. She was created. So here was mashim. All the Eibush had to do was just like slice them down in the middle. Pashat, all that was there was just the face was there. So even if you take off the face, you still have to create the rest of the body. The vice face is not called vayivan. It's not called you have to create. Something was there ready. So it's shver, what's lashon vayivan? And the Gemara looks at Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. The Dorish Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Vayivan Hashem olakim es hatzelah. The Eibushter built up the sides of the rib. Melamed shekila kodesh baruch hu lechava. That the Eibushter first, kila grashi kli asar. He braided her hair. First he braided her hair, and then he brought her to Odom. The vila yodim rishon. She came bakarcha yom on the other side of the ocean, currently kliyosa b'niyosa. They call kliyosa braiding the hair a din binyan. And that's why in Shabbos also it's also to braid your hair, mishum the rabbonin, it looks like a binyan. But this pasuk, when you braid something, it has a din of binyan. Right, the Dovrach and other Pshat is, V'yivin Hashem l'kim, Omer Avchiz of Yamalov and Asli Satona, Malamed Shabona Kodesh Baruch Hu l'chava k'binyan. The Eibush to create it chava like a binyan oitzer, a binyan of a warehouse.